This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
All I know, every day I come in at my desk, there's a couple of Nintendos, and ours, the one that I brought, isn't even hooked back up to the TV, and so I can't even put my feet underneath the desk.
Well,
you guys still haven't played.
Lawrence, that's on Midday host Marshall Harris, who just thinks our office is a storage place for all of his luggage.
And Tecmo, I'm ready, man.
Okay, we all know how much Cleveland loves Tecmo Bowl, so let's start playing. I'm the Raiders, I'm Bo Jackson, and hopefully he'll show up.
That's no fair, Bo Jackson's too fast.
Guys, do we want Cleveland back, or don't, oh, here we go. Bye-bye. A zig. A touchdown. Yeah. I won the game. And now I'm going to jump Bo Jackson.
We got to pick a Marshall day this week.
So Marshall's ducking you is what you're saying.
He ducked me the first time, remember? He didn't like the interface.
That's right.
You know why you can? Don't get a sucker no statue. Give him guts. I told you I wasn't going away. You got your shot. Now give me mine. Hey, Warren. Listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, maybe you like to see a real man. I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you? I tell you what, bring your pretty little self over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
You want it, you get it!
He was real puffy-chested,
yeah,
and then when the idea of, oh, well, we can't play on this system that I'm used to playing on came up, then the confidence was leaking.
Yeah, man.
Peer pressure! Bullying still works.
Because we're going to play Tecmo tomorrow?
Yeah. Mars Hall checked in and was like, hey, I ain't ducking nobody.
Let's go.
You take the fun out of beating you because you have an excuse to lose.
Get a life, dude.
Do you think it's possible that your mom won't love you anymore if she sees how bad you're losing in the game?
Shut up!
What happens when I make a play?
Making plays!
Well, you know, that's how my people like to handle their business. While your guys are out partying, mine are running routes.
I can't take credit for it, Mike.
I gotta thank these little digital guys with the big hearts. Does it feel good to be a champion?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels good to be a champion.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We got you on a big day if you're a Bears fan. There has been movement, forward movement, positive movement. That man is Matt Spiegel. He wants to talk to you all about it.
Let's go. Remember that cut we've played a few times from last week where Ben Johnson pushed back on the idea of the Bears rebuilding the offensive line in one offseason, and he pointed out Carolina and said they went out and got two guards. They went out and got two guards, and it's been working out okay. Since that cut, since that statement, they've gone out and gotten two guards.
It's very good move.
It's seriously aggressive. It's identifying exactly what the problem is and not waiting for free agency when you're battling with everybody else over a non-Trey Smith depth chart of guards.
When you're not battling with New England because New England has all sorts of money and
yeah,
they too would like to rebuild their offensive line.
You're using the fact that you've got room for Jonah Jackson financially. financially, and you know him, and you're willing to give up a six, and then you're willing to give up a four. How many fours and sixes end up becoming starters in the NFL? Truly, I think it's 8% of fourth round picks end up becoming starters in the National Football League. You traded next year's four for a dude who's a great, great player who is going to start for you as long as you have him.
When this came across, I was like, wow, it actually surprised me, because I go, that's exactly the type of move that they need. This guy still has enough juice, hopefully. He is skilled and he is adorned as a champion. He has played with maybe the two best quarterbacks that have ever lived in Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Everything that anyone has to say about Joe Tooney as a guard, as a tackle, filling in at tackle was not a great thing to have happen.
200-some snaps last year after their free agent acquisition and another depth piece had both gotten hurt.
Yeah, that's not ideal. But at guard, you know that this guy is an absolute mauler. And so to me, you have already changed the face of your offensive line in what I expect to be the better. Like, this is a glow up. And if you have to spend a little bit of draft capital and a little bit of money because you have it, this is where, if you're a Poles defender, if you've been someone that'd be like, look at the mess that he inherited, these are the spaces where you should rejoice. And you should rejoice because the Bears have enough draft capital and enough cap flexibility to be able to kind of do what they want, to make some moves and take some risk. And now they still have enough draft capital for this year's draft to go and bolster that. If they want to back that up and say, okay, Tooney's an older guy, let's make sure that we have his heir apparent. Let's make sure that we keep adding new good offensive and defensive linemen so that we never have to be in a position like this again.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. And because among the questions still to figure out are, who's playing center on this team? Is it a young center? Would you dare ask a rookie to play? And I've been leaning no on that. But would you dare ask a rookie to play between two OGs like Jonah Jackson and Joe Tooney? Or do you ask Jonah Jackson to play center? Do you trust him enough to do the knowledge acquisition part, since he did a little of it last year and you know him very well? I know it did not. But do you do that and you draft another interior offensive lineman, to your point, a center or a guard, and that those things might toggle a little bit during the course of the year as trust and knowledge develops?
This is going to sound weird coming from me. I'd be okay if Coleman Shelton returned as this team's center now that you have upgraded the guard positions.
Man.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't think Coleman Shelton was terrible.
He was good with the knowledge part and the calling out blocking.
And the considering the situation that you're in, it's not a great free agent class. It's not a great draft class for that position.
It's Drew Dahlman from Atlanta. It's Ryan Kelly, maybe from Indianapolis. And then Coleman Shelton is the third best free agent center.
All things being considered, I'm more comfortable with that now than I would have been 2 days ago, a week ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I get it, man. I started asking about that a few weeks back, like trying to check in on it. But I get where you are now, especially when you look at this. The good news on Coleman Shelton is you know about his relationship with Caleb Williams. You can figure that part out just by talking to those guys and figure out what's going to happen there. But they both are left guards by trade, Jackson and Tooney. So who's your right guard? Along with wondering who's your center. So there are things to sort through and figure out here, but it is worth rejoicing about, Lawrence. I heard this from Tom Thayer today, and I texted good old Tom Thayer to try and get the exact info, and here it is. Since 2022, okay, Bears have had 24 different starting lineups on the offensive line. Since 2022, 24 different starting lineups on the offensive line, 62 different combinations on the offensive line, and they've made 89 in-game changes on the offensive line. 89 times they've changed the line during a game in the last three seasons. That's insane.
That's not great.
So it's like everything that they've had to do, the idea of having some stability with some vets who play at least Tooney, he's missed two starts in 9 years.
Yeah, he plays. He doesn't give up pressures. He doesn't get his quarterback sacked. He's smart as hell, and he's won. Sign me up.
Four times an All-Pro. Two missed starts in 9 seasons in the NFL in 146 games? That's insane.
Explain to me this, Matt Spiegel.
I will riddle you this.
Why is Mark Grody in there waxing poetic about the Bears when he could be in here waxing poetic about the Bears?
I don't. Maybe he's not waxing poetic about the Bears. Seems to be doing a one-man show of some kind over there.
Okay.
Seems to be doing a one-man comedy
Shane,
show.
Shane, what's your read on this?
Are there props going on?
Because, Shane, I see Grody walk in like Kramer on Seinfeld, and I know that he wants to get these Bears takes off, but he's probably working Shane, over at BBM today.
What did I say, in fairness, right when Grody walked in the room? What did I say?
You tell him.
I said, Grody, get in there and talk about your Bears.
Yes! Yes! Bears!
It was so funny. He's got his little reporter's notebook in his hand, and then we commented on how nice his new notebook was, and then he dropped it, and the cover fell off.
I'm just glad he's not using poster boards anymore. Aww. I remember the one time I went to Grody's apartment, it was to bring him a microphone, I think just post-COVID, and he has these giant poster boards across from his couch,
well, he
and he writes
like,
all of his notes on there.
He has manila folders, like half of manila folders.
He rips a corner off the poster board.
They're his Matt Nagy play sheets that he uses for show prep, and I love it.
Yeah. Hey, you.
And when he's hosting from home, he holds that poster board in front of his mouth so nobody can see what he's actually calling.
Should I invite him to go in there with you guys for the next segment, or no? Do you not want Grody?
Boy.
Wow. Enough said, Speak. Sorry, we'll move on.
Think about it.
Wow.
Yes!
Yeah, he's, okay, he's got a 46. Yes. He's got a 46.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a 40. Oh, he's doing updates down the hall?
Yeah.
He walked on down the hall! Good luck, Rhodes.
I mean, we do have a... Well, he'd be on the air BBM for that, too, but we have a space if we wanted to not take calls.
Should we put Lisa Fielding on instead?
Yeah. She loves the Bears.
And Neil. Let's put Neil on.
Neil definitely has some thoughts on the
48
Bears.
48 degrees!
Neil had some thoughts on Hulk Hogan today in the break room.
Oh,
that's,
no.
That's because you offered...
What? I know. He was offering those thoughts before I made the inappropriate joke. Lawrence?
But then you both... held hands and went down that road.
Yeah, let's be careful out there.
Let's be careful out
there. I thought we weren't supposed to do inappropriate jokes anymore. I thought we were done with that.
We are. We are.
That's right, brother.
Not going to work for me, brother.
All right, since Grody isn't going to come in here, I guess we'll just have to go ahead and program the show ourselves. When we come back, you want to get to know this guy? You want to hear what smart people who have played this game and a couple that have been teammates with this guy think about this guy?
Yeah, I especially want to go back to the Patriots era because he was a badass there before he was a badass in Kansas City.
We're going to share all of that with you next here on The Score.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
In the red zone, the first one for the game on the other side from the two. First and goal.
Gives to Michelle, runs it left. A dive in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
I told you it could be three. Strange quarters, and we haven't seen this quarterback play in a while. But it's fourth quarter, and it's money time for the greatest guy to ever suit it up. You give him the ball when the game's on the line. Cool as a cucumber.
The success of the drive could also be attributed to excellent pass protection, especially by left guard Joe Tooney. Twice, he faced defensive MVP Aaron Donald one-on-one. Both times, Tooney came out on top.
Ball game!
And the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
Joe Tooney has done a ton of winning in his career. He's won with Patrick Mahomes. He's won with Tom Brady.
He won two Super Bowls in New England, voted to the organization's team of the decade. A franchise tag is what they used on him in his final year, and then they couldn't afford him. He signed a five-year, $80 million deal to go and play with the Chiefs. And in talking to some of my like college boys, my Boston boys, they say the Patriots offensive line has never been the same since Joe Tooney left. He was the connective tissue guy who never missed games, played all over the line as needed.
I can imagine that it would be a very different thing to not have a guy like that inside of your locker room helping. This is one of those types of guys. He does this. It's not just, well, he's just here doing it by example. He's clearly a guy that people can lean on, super smart, super tough, super durable, knows his stuff. So why don't we go back to those days a little bit? This is Tooney and Brady after Brady gave Joe player of the game. Wasn't it like the TFG or something, player of the game? See, he did this week 7 against San Francisco.
The W2EF player. Oh, yeah,
right. It was something like that. It's his
LFG. He called LFG, right?
LFG.
LFG.
The OMG.
TB12.
No, the LFG.
The OOMG. Yeah, you know me.
Are you down? No, but seriously, he calls it the LFG.
You ever hear that story about Left Eye and Tupac?
No.
That they were apparently getting ready to... this corner, our buddy Ed Lover, by the way.
They're getting ready to consummate the relationship?
And apparently Left Eye, you know, his big baggy jeans back then, TLC.
She went
down to her boxers.
Wait a second. Was that Bob Dylan over there?
it's fine.
No, that's Friday Night. Tribute does Bob Dylan on Friday Night. That was Left Eye. Come on.
And she was wearing Naughty by Nature... like boxers, and Tupac was like, get out. Get out of here. Anyway, Tretch, man. You got that guy.
And then Adrian Brody and Halle Berry came in.
That's right.
Great cameo on Sopranos, Tretch.
Jersey guy, right? Like, why not? Anyway, that's not why you called.
No, sure isn't.
This is what Tom Brady had to say about his guy to his guy, Joe Tooney.
Second and goal. Give Hunt, he's in. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Very simple play when you get down here inside the one and you go behind the three guys on the interior. Tooney on the pole, and Hunt just gets inside of it. And again, such a good drive by the Chiefs.
My LFG player of the game, my former teammate, an absolute stud for this Chiefs offense, Joe Tooney. Joe, what a great game by you guys on the interior, especially running the ball over 180 yards rushing. What's it feel like when you're getting those runs called by Coach Reed? He's got so much belief in you. What's the feelings of you guys up front when he keeps calling all those inside runs?
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it. But, you know, as an offensive line, we always take pride in trying to run the ball, especially when the defense knows we're going to run the ball. And, you know, in those situations, it takes all 11 guys, you know, tight ends blocking, wide receivers blocking, running backs running hard, Pat making great calls. So it's a total team effort, and just couldn't be happier.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun flight home for you guys. And you dealt with so much adversity, and there was a lot of injuries going into this game. And you guys lose Juju Schuster-Smith out there, who's been very productive even for you the last few weeks with Rashee Rice out. But you're continuing to find ways to churn victories. It's a great part for an offense. How do you guys continue to adapt every single week?
Yeah, it's really a next man up mentality. You know, during the week, everyone's practicing so hard, getting the playbook, regardless they're starting or not. So, you know, it's football. It's tough. Injuries happen. But, you know, it's just a great team to be a part of. Everyone's contributing to the win, and yeah, really proud.
Yeah, and then obviously my last question is, with Patrick as your quarterback, someone that is has such a belief, what's it like being in the huddle with him when he just gets in there and he's got so much authority? How much confidence do you continue to have in him? It must be pretty special.
Absolutely. I mean, he's just making plays left and right. Everyone has so much trust and faith in him, and he's always coming through. And, you know, we all just try and do our part, make this offense succeed, and you just couldn't be more proud.
Yeah, and the most important question is, who gets better Christmas gifts for you at the end of the year, myself or Patrick?
You know, it's – I mean, I'm so lucky to be able to receive them from you two. I can't even – I mean, they're both, you guys are 10 out of 10, both you guys. Unbelievable.
Well, I'm really proud of you. It was great seeing you yesterday at the hotel briefly, and just great team performance. You guys did such a great job. You're finding ways to win, and keep it up, my man. I love seeing you out there.
Really appreciate it, Tom. Great seeing you. Great talking to you. Wish you the best, man.
Thanks, pal.
Is he allowed to go to the hotel, talk to them? He's a part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, after all. I think he's probably allowed to do that.
I think we're fighting a losing battle, but I still think it's a valiant battle to fight on that right there. That thing with Brady. I think it is a worthy fight for us.
That was future NFL on Fox pregame host Tom Brady.
You don't know that.
I'm going to try and will it to happen. Future panel member, Tom Brady.
How cool is it, though, for an offensive lineman to get that type of shine after a game?
Yeah, man, that's pretty cool.
That's a very cool thing that Tom did. And I think it speaks very highly of the type of player that the Bears are getting with Joe Tooney.
We got some things to figure out. Like, they're two left guards. Where are they going to play? Which one of these guys, Jonah Jackson or Joe Tooney, has that nasty edge in terms of a tone setter? You know, what's the room going to be like now that these guys are there? Who can play in between them? We got questions.
Brandon Thorne can help us out with all of that. Don't go anywhere. He's fantastic. It's next here on The Score.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.